Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
There is a Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado page on the Colorado Tea Party site as well, talking about him joining the Tea Party last year. Now, we don't know if this is the same Jim Holmes, but it's Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado.
We don't know much about him. An earlier report that I had was incorrect, that he was connected with the Tea Party. In fact, that's a different Jim Holmes. He is not connected to the Tea Party. And what we do know about him is that he's a 24-year-old white male who went to Colorado for a Ph.D.
This morning, we woke up to news of a tragedy that reminds us of all the ways that we are united as one American family.
Well, there's nothing that you could say about this that hasn't been said, except who do you most blame for this tragedy? Does this shake your faith in God? I mean, what if you're a parent of one of those children and you're a Bible-believing individual? Does this shake your faith, or do you think this is God's hand? Also, the question is, what medication was the shooter on? I say that because, to me, it's a similar thing to the Columbine shootings. And if you remember, right after the Columbine tragedy, I went on the air and I said, what medications are they on? They hid it for months. And then after months and months and months, I found out that the Columbine shooters were on antidepressants. We have an epidemic in America of antidepressant use, and there is often violence associated with the use of antidepressants, which is often not disclosed, possibly never disclosed, to people taking antidepressants. That doesn't mean everyone taking antidepressants is going to become a shooter. I mean, you could just as well blame him drinking milk if you wish to do that. However, who do you most blame for this tragedy? Should Warner Brothers pull the film? Do you believe the sewer pipe of Hollywood is partly responsible? Do you believe that Katzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spielberg are responsible for this? Do you believe that there should be some kind of self-censorship by Katzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Spielberg? How could you not ask yourself if the violence in this film had anything to do with this jerk, this crazy killer? Because he said he was acting out the Joker from the film. He dyed his hair like the Joker in the film. He wore certain body pieces, or costume pieces that matched the film. He said it. The killer himself, Aurora Dark Knight suspect James Holmes, said he was the Joker. Say the cops. He says he was the Joker. And he went to the movie theater, loaded with the guns, certainly. You can start in with the gun blaming if you wish, but I'm certainly not going to let that occur because it's not about the guns, it's about the shooter. He dyed his hair like the Joker. And the Joker is a well-known villain in the fictional Batman universe. The attack took place at a screening of The Dark Knight Rises, the final movie in a Batman trilogy. And the fact of the matter is, he played the villain. And so I ask you, Hatzenberg, Batzenberg, Ratzenberg, Katzenberg, and Vatzenberg, are they responsible? They put out one violent movie after another. They have no consciousness as to what people think about such movies and their effects upon people, nor do they care. To me, it's like selling drugs. To me, the Hollywood moguls are like drug dealers. But instead of peddling crack, what they're peddling is violence and pornography. Now, there was a time that there was a movie Association of America, whatever it was. Jack Valenti was the head of it. But before that, there was J. Edgar Hoover. And J. Edgar Hoover was a tough guy. And the movie moguls at the time were afraid of him. And the movie moguls would not put out movies that glorified violence. In fact, as I was a kid, my father told me, he said, you'll notice. See, I remember this. My father said, notice that every time there's a gangster in every movie, in the end he dies. He doesn't get away with it. I said, why is that, Dad? He said, because the movie studios made J. Edgar Hoover understand that they would comply with his desire to not show that crime pays. In fact, the opposite is true. He will show in every, they will show in every movie that crime does not pay. I said, well, that makes sense. That, as a kid, even I understood it made sense. Now reverse it. Now, after the 60s, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Spielberg have made every movie without exception show that crime, in fact, does pay, that leading a straight life is for rubes, and that only perversion and crime pay in this society. So now you have, now you see the piper has to be paid. That's one man's opinion. But who do you blame? I know you're not going to blame Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Spielberg. I understand that. How about God? Does this weaken your faith in God? I don't see how it can strengthen your faith in God. One guy's calling and saying that it strengthens his faith in God. But it certainly shakes a person's view of religion. How could a just God let this happen? How could a just God let the Holocaust happen? How could a just God let a school bus go off a cliff with 16 children who came from a Christian camp? Well, I have an answer to that, or I wouldn't have any faith in God at all. And the way I've dealt with it is a way I've told you about it on the show. And I read it a long time ago when I had questions like this. See if it works for you. God is not omnipotent. God is omnipresent. God observes. God does not move the hand of everything that occurs on the earth. Every movement on earth is not controlled by God. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. But he does not control the destiny of every individual. I believe there is individual destiny. Otherwise, we're just robots. And I don't believe that I'm a robot. Do you believe you're a robot? You believe you have no individual control over your life? You believe God is moving your every breath? Well, leave me out of that one. But what do you think? Steve in New York, let's begin with you on WR and this day of tragedy. How do you see this today?
Well, I'll tell you, it strengthens my faith because I see what happens to those who have no hope. And this is the problem in this country. You know,
Wait, hold on. You mean all... Wait, stop it. You mean everyone shot in the theater was guilty of having no hope?
No. I'm talking about the person who fired the shots. You know, my faith in God is based upon the hope that no matter what happens to me, even if I die, I will be with him. And you know what? I believe he is omnipotent and omnipresent, and we have to remember that our lives are but a flicker in the space of eternity.
Forget the flicker, if you don't mind. I haven't seen my life as a flicker. I've seen my life as a very intense and not a flicker, but I know about geological time. My friend, you can't say God wanted to shoot these children in the theater. You're not alleging that, are you?
Absolutely not. What I will say, though, is God...
Wait, hold it then. You just said that you believe God is omnipotent. So that means that God wanted every child who was killed and injured to be in that theater and to get maimed, right, or killed?
No, absolutely not. But to say that an omnipotent God doesn't know what the end of history from the beginning, he does know. And quite honestly, I base this on the Bible, we pay the price for our sins. And that's what's going on.
So, in other words, these children who went to a movie on a Friday night were sinning because they were in a movie theater at midnight, and they deserve to get shot. It doesn't fly with me. It doesn't fly with me. I'm sorry. Who do you blame the most is the question. I certainly think there's a lot of blame here for the movie industry. I mean, what are you, crazy? You're going to let them double-talk you that there's no relationship between watching a violent movie and violence that occurs soon thereafter? I'm not buying that. To me, it's Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, whoever did this movie. That complex of the moguls, the new czars of America, the ones who gave us Obama. Now, speaking of Obama, truthfully, he gave a very polite speech. I guess it's all a president could do. I thought Romney's reaction was more spiritually moving, and we'll play both of those for you. But truthfully, in my heart of hearts, I believe the president should have called Warner Brothers and said, we're pulling the movie temporarily until we get on top of this. And Warner Brothers should have complied. But you know they can't do it because they put him in office. That's all. He's like an actor on Warner Brothers' stage. Obama is like an actor on Warner Brothers' stage. You can have an actor tell the producer what to do? So that's why you're not going to get that kind of a response from government. What are you going to do here? There's plenty of blame to go around. At the end of the day, the kids are dead, maimed, wounded for life. The other ones are going to be frightened for the rest of their lives. And the only people who are not going to ever answer for this crime are the violence dealers, the violence peddlers. Those who I have said have created the sewer pipe that runs out of Hollywood into everyone's brain. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Okay, the gunman was very heavily armed. I am a gun owner. I have supported the NRA, but let me tell you something. And whether you like me after this or not, I really don't care. Common sense would dictate that there should not be drum magazines for sale to the public. Period. End of story. Why was this idiot allowed to go buy a drum magazine for a 223 rifle, an AR-15 convert? I don't know what the AR-15 was. I once owned an AR-15, but they became illegal in California with a certain stock. I got rid of it. I own a Ruger Mini 14, which shoots a .223. They're wonderful weapons, but I don't have a drum magazine. What do I need a drum magazine for? Where in the world is it written that an average citizen should be able to buy a drum magazine that holds 100 rounds of ammunition? That's a military. That is a military drum. It's for military use only. Now, I know many of you say, oh, in case the government, we're going to fight the government. Please, I don't want to hear that anymore. I want to talk about rationality here. Why was this jerk allowed to go buy a drum magazine for a .223? Can anyone justify that? Take me on this. I don't care what you write on your blogs about me after this. It makes no difference. I'm used to being misunderstood or attacked by everybody, so it doesn't matter to me. I may as well just speak my mind as I do every day. Yeah, I mean, the corn is real high right now in my life. The corn is real high. And so at this point near harvest, I don't give a damn what you think about me. I am telling you that man had no right, and the country has no right, rather, to permit any single individual, not a member of police force, to buy a drum magazine. What in the world is this all about? That's what I have to say. What do you have to say? And, of course, the film producers are hiding right now. They're probably hiding on their yachts in Nice. Where are they today? Why aren't they apologizing? Because they don't want liability. If I were a shyster lawyer from Columbia or NYU, you can bet that if I was a shyster lawyer from NYU or Columbia or one of the other denizens of villainous lawyers, I would be suing the movie company for putting out this pollution, because it triggered this kid. His hair was dyed like a character, the Joker. He was dressed like the Joker. He was playing a part of the movie. They absolutely could tie it to the movie. What, are you crazy? You can't see the connection? How blind can you be? Andrea in Sacramento, Andre, you don't agree their producers have anything to do with it. Okay, let's hear your point of view.
Hey, Mike, I'm like you. I'm a libertarian, conservative gun owner. But the reason why I say the producers can be blamed is that I look at it the same way as people who make soda or fast food. And really, people have to choose what they watch, what they eat. And if we start saying, well, you can't produce this, how's it different than Bloomberg saying, you know, you can't have a 16-ounce soda? I mean, at the end of the day, I come from former Soviet Union. Believe me, I'm not for the government trying to tell me what to do. But
your fear is the First Amendment. You want absolute freedom of choice. It's a very good point. It's certainly something to be concerned about with an overbearing government. In other words, where does censorship end once it begins? On the other hand, don't you think that the violence in the theaters is triggering violence in susceptible individuals?
Absolutely. I agree with you. I dislike the Hollywood lefty trash just as much as anyone else.
Andre, look, when I was a kid, as I'm going to repeat again, the movies always showed gangsters dying in the end or going to jail. They never showed them walking around with gold chains and bling on their teeth, living on a yacht in the Mediterranean after they killed people.
Absolutely.
They were not heroes. They were shown as vermin. The criminal was shown as vermin in the movie theaters. As a kid, my heroes were soldiers, heroic soldiers. They were heroic doctors as heroes. For God's sakes, they made movies that had a kid come out wanting to be a doctor or a soldier or an airman, somebody who loved America.
I agree, and that's why we need to just, you know what, we need to stop watching these movies. That's how we're going to hit them in the back pocket.
Okay, well, that's a sore point for me because I'm a fanatic movie watcher. I watch 2-3 movies a night. Some of them I'll turn off if they're vile. If they're egregiously violent, I don't watch them. If they're egregiously sexual, I turn it off because I don't need it. The point is, if it's part of the story, okay. But I believe that the violence in the movies is inherently related to the reaction of some susceptible individuals, to use the phrase of liberals, to the most vulnerable amongst us. They're always talking about the most vulnerable and how the most vulnerable in our society need to be helped with welfare or this fare, that fare, my fare, your fare, his fare. Everyone is fair game to the bureaucrat. Well, the vulnerable individuals who are mentally weak, who, whatever the reason, I don't know the idiot's justification. He was studying neurosciences. There was a report that he was dropping out of the PhD program. That's a justification to go kill people because you couldn't make it in the PhD program? That's crazy. Believe me, a PhD program in a real university is probably one of the toughest things you can go through. I did it. I earned my PhD in 2.5 years. One of the world records at University of California at Berkeley. And I'm very proud of it. But there were days I almost cracked from it. There were days I almost snapped that a wife and two children affirmative action was working against me. But I don't want to go into my point. The thing is the PhD program is probably one of the most difficult programs in the world if it's in a real science, as opposed to if it's not in ethnic studies, for example, or something along those lines, one of those fake PhDs, you know, or a governmental agency PhD. You get it in a real science. A kid was studying neurosciences. So, hey, who studies neurosciences? Who knows? Did he have some neurological problems as a child that he was interested in deciphering or elucidating for himself? Was he on medication? I don't know. I don't care. He's a cold-hearted mass murderer. He should be executed. Okay, and the violence in the movies has to be stopped. That's it. Blame Hollywood. Blame the government. Now, we don't have the time. Play Obama, the 15-seconder, if you got that one. His comment, 12-er. Clip 9. Quick.
This morning.
9.
We woke up to news of a tragedy that reminds us of all the ways that we are united as one American family.
Good for you. Okay, but Romney's speech was more spiritual and talks about God. We'll play that in a minute.
Savage.
In the coming days, we'll surely learn more about the lives that have been lost and the families that have been harmed by this hateful act. We'll come to know more about the talents and the gifts that each victim possessed, and we'll come to understand the hope and the opportunity that's been lost. Our hearts break for the victims and their families. We pray that the wounded will recover and that those who are grieving will know the nearness of God.
To be honest with you, I think Romney just won the election. I'm sorry to put it in political terms. I listened to Obama give a technocrat speech, something you'd get from a European socialist dictator or a bureaucrat in any government, but had no feeling, devoid of any emotion, no mention of God. At a time like this, a president is also supposed to be a spiritual leader of a nation. Romney has shown very clearly that he is capable of being just that. Now, I'm not going to turn this into a Romney versus Obama thing, but truthfully, I believe that the tide has turned on the election because of this terrible tragedy, which is not to say that this is a good thing. It's a terrible thing in either case. But the point is that as an observer, a social observer, a political commentator, I have to mention that. And I'm going to go back to who I blame. I blame the movie producers who put out this vile, yeah, you know, look, this started a long time ago. I remember in the 80s, specifically the 80s, I had young children at the time, and I noticed every movie poster coming out of the sewer pipe of Hollywood showed a young actress or a young actor holding a handgun with some posture, with their arms crossed, with their tight, you know, legs, with the look. Everyone had a handgun, and then handgun violence spiked. You could almost plot it. The number of movies with glorifying handguns And the amount of handgun violence in America. It spiked because of Hollywood, period. You don't have to be a genius to put two and two together. And as I say to you, and I'll repeat it, and at the same time, I blame the NRA for demanding no control whatsoever on any weaponry. It's insanity. Absolute insanity to sell drums that go on an AR-15. What in the hell does an average person need a drum magazine for? What in the heck is that for? What, hunting? Hunting a herd of buffalo that you want to machine gun to death? What can you justify a drum magazine for? What, 10 shots or 20 shots isn't enough for you? And change the magazine? Either you're, you know, we're not at war. You're never going to go to war with your government, because if you do, you're going to lose. I mean, don't be stupid already with the oppressive government. You're going to stand, you know, the Lenox Hill. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm tired of this cracker stuff because it's insanity. And I'm a gun owner. I'm a gun owner. I don't glorify it. I don't talk about it. But, I mean, enough is enough. No to drum magazines. No to violent movies. How's that? To me, it's a wash. Now try to categorize me. As I say to you again, make it about me if you want. I don't care. The kids are dead. I don't know. 70 of them are wounded. Why are so many wounded and dead? Because he had a drum magazine. He had a shotgun. He had a drum magazine where they were shooting a .223. You could argue, by the way, by the same token, you could argue that if there was a conceal and carry law in place, or an open carry law in place in Colorado, and there was a couple of guys in the theater with guns, they would have killed him. After he started shooting, they would have gotten down and protected themselves and their family and killed him. But they didn't have the ability to do that. See, it's not saying get rid of guns. I mean, I am an individual who's feared this my entire life. I walk around not knowing if this could happen to me. I have feared it in houses of worship ever since the Islamic uprisings around the world, going back to the bombings in Beirut and the Marine barracks. Do you know that? Going back to the bombings of the barracks, the Marine barracks, every time I've entered a house of worship, I have legally been armed to protect my family, because I always feared that some lunatic would come in and there would be like sheep sitting in the pews or sitting in the seats. And I said, I'm not going down without a fight. I'll do what I have to do to defend my kids. So, you know, you could argue that as well. Terrible situation, but it makes all of this stuff come flying up to the surface, you know. Now, I know many of you are absolutists on the Second Amendment and absolutists on the First Amendment. You're going to argue with me that you can't ban the drum mags because who knows, tomorrow they may not let us buy tanks. After all, everyone should be able to own a T-38. I mean, there's not a T-38 or a T-32 Soviet era tank. Why shouldn't we be able to buy one of those? You could argue that any man in America who loves his family and is a red-blooded American should own a T-38. Because the American military has an M1. It's not as good as an M1. Let us buy a T-38 tank. I'd like one for my farm property. I'd like to go buy groceries in a T-38. What fun that would be, huh? And I think about road rage. I mean, the guy's going to cut you off in a Lexus if you have a T-38. So where's this going to end, though? I know it's coming. You can't ban the movies. You can't ban the drum magazines. Katzenberg, and Spielberg are not responsible. Let him put out more vile garbage. Let him next show snuff movies. Let him show killing infants now. Let Katzenberg, and Matzenberg produce movies showing people eating babies. Show cannibalism. What's the difference? Don't ban anything. Because we have such a stable nation. The children are all so stable in our country. They're rock solid stable. After all, none of them are on medication. None of the hothouse kids are on medication. Now, you want to make this racial? How about this? How's this for a curveball coming from the Savage Nation? I've noticed something interesting. It's something bizarre. Have you noticed that whenever there is some kind of mass shooting, mass murder, it's always a white kid? It's a white kid? How do you explain that? Because this is an interesting sociological question, by the way. And I think it's something that is worthy of a discussion, probably not by us. This is something that a PhD student could do if they were unbiased. You know that they're biased, so they're going to always say, because white men are inherently more violent. It's not the answer. There's something about the culture that triggers Caucasian males when they go nuts to be the mass shooters, the mass murderers. Now, it's not 100% true. I remember back in the 80s, there was a Long Island Railroad shooting of Colin Ferguson. I have a pretty good memory. The corn may be high in my life at this time, but I can remember names and incidents. That's the one incident that's sort of the anomaly or the exception. The African-American male, Colin Ferguson, who blasted everyone, by the way, of any race, as did this kid, by the way. I don't think in the dark theater he singled out people of other races. So don't get me wrong on that one. He was a mass murderer, this one, and crazy. And probably on medication, which you're not going to learn because the pharmaceutical medical complex is so powerful, they're going to keep that hidden. Talking about this, I'm asking another question now. Why has the Fort Hood massacre suspect, the Muslim major Nidal Hassan, not been brought to trial? Why is Obama and the military and the FBI, why are they hiding him from the public? This happened several years ago. Why has there been no justice in the Fort Hood massacre? You're talking about a massacre? Again, there's another example of a mass shooting by a white male. Now we have two exceptions. So it could be that I just pulled your leg to get your attention. I'll be right back.
Savage.
So look, let's pull back. The Midnight Movie Massacre is a national tragedy. We can all pick someone or some entity to blame. I have my pet villains, the movie producers for producing violence, the drug manufacturers for peddling the overuse and overprescription of antidepressants, which often result in violent reactions, not necessarily as violent as this, but there's an awful lot of scientific evidence that the violence follows the use of antidepressants. It's pushed down and it's under the surface, but everyone in the medical profession who studies these things knows the evidence exists. You can also say, why are they permitting the sale of drum magazines? You can also ask, why are they permitting the sale of body armor? I don't understand that one, do you? Why should a citizen need body armor unless they're preparing to go to war against the police or the military? I mean, at a certain point, I mean, it becomes insanity here. Howard on WFTL in Florida, what do you think about the body armor situation?
Absolutely, doctor. If I was carrying my .380 in the theater and this guy came along, how would I protect myself? Where'd he get the full body armor to cover his throat, his chest, the upper legs, the groin area, the lower legs? He had the helmet, that the special helmet. Where'd he get all this?
I don't know. Maybe he bought it in military surplus.
Well,
why is it for...
That should be outlawed.
I agree with you. Why should an average citizen have better protection than a cop?
Absolutely.
Do you remember that incident a number of years ago in Los Angeles where they had full body armor and automatic weapons and they were shooting cops like 10 pins? Remember that incident?
Absolutely.
The cops had handguns and they had automatic weapons and they had full body armor. They had impunity. They needed to bring in an armored personnel carrier to put the guys down.
I don't know how this is being sold. I don't know.
Well, this is the problem. It's the creeping, crawling, you know, don't take away a piece of my Second Amendment because then you'll take away all of it. Don't take away a piece of my First Amendment because then you'll take away all of it. You know, I want to make a very important point for my listeners. There's no such thing as absolute freedom because absolute freedom is anarchy. And we have anarchy in this country right now. We have government anarchy, number one. We particularly have government anarchy. They're out of control. We know that. But there's anarchy. Anarchy seems to be raging in this country right now. Mark my words. Mark my words. As Rahm Emanuel infamously said, never let a crisis, right? Never let a crisis go unused. They have used every crisis the way pig slaughterhouses once boasted that they sold every part of the pig except the squeal. The Obama White House will exploit this crisis to the nth degree on every possible level. Make no mistake about it. It's coming in the next few days. They're working on it right now. They're getting together. Axelrod, Obama's brain, Axelrod, who's a very bright man, is working overtime to figure out how to use this against Republicans and Romney without alienating the blue-collar white male who owns a gun, who they're now trying to make believe is their friend. Until the election. So there's a very political potential, which is people are disturbed by this as they should be. Could have been them, could have been their kids. Here's one side story. Survivor of June Mall shooting killed in Colorado theater. Here's a young girl in her 20s who was in Toronto, in a Toronto mall last month, and she escaped that deadly shooting. She was among the 12 massacred at the Denver area movie theater where Batman The Dark Knight Rises was playing early Friday. Jessica Gowie, she was killed. So, I mean, this is insanity. The whole thing's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. Hollywood is the number one target today. Much too much violence. Let's start with my premise. The violence in the films is the number one epidemic in America. It has to be curtailed. Do you agree with me or disagree with me? As I say to you, there's a lot of targets. There's a lot of potential blame to go around. But the number one issue is Hollywood. That's my opinion. And as I say to you, I am in the media. I live on the First Amendment. I live on the thin line. I walk on a razor's edge. Hollywood hates me. I've been told personally that the very individuals that I constantly attack on this show, the true moguls of the entertainment business, have a vendetta against Michael Savage. They work around the clock trying to destroy my radio career. I've heard this. I've heard it. I've heard people who've been at the meetings, they've leaked it to me. I'm never going to ever divulge who sat in meetings with some of those people have heard that they've tried to destroy me. Because they know I'm the last independent voice willing to stand up to the Hollywood moguls. They control everything that you hear, see, read, and write in this country. They think, but they don't. They actually don't. They would like to. Yes, Hollywood they control. Yes, movies do not get made in their town unless it passes the violence, the level of violence or pornographic imagery that they require in order to satisfy their togas. They're like czars. They're the new Caesars of America, and they answer to nobody. In fact, they created the presidency. I told you that before. You don't want to believe me. I was told months before Obama was even known that fundraisers were being conducted in Beverly Hills, California. I know from insiders at certain homes for this senator from Illinois named Barack Obama, and they made him president. They made him president. So when Barack Obama got up today and he gave a very polite technocratic speech about the tragedy, notice he didn't blame Hollywood, but nor did Mitt Romney. Notice Mitt Romney steered clear of blame. But I would give Mitt a higher rating because he talked about God while Obama ignored God because, you know, pretty much why. Who do you want to blame here? Hollywood, video games, the comic strip Batman, the gun manufacturers who make magazine rounds like this, the drum rounds, body armor. I mean, why was he allowed to buy body armor, for God's sakes? Let's see who you blame. Let us see who you blame. Who is, in your opinion, who is the most to blame? Let's be clear. Look, I'm not the only one thinking about it. The first thing you think when you hear a thing, what's the first thing that went in your mind when you read this morning? It was, oh my God, those poor kids. Number two, who did it? The first thing is the kids, in my mind. Second, who did it? It's human curiosity. You want to see the shooter. You want to know his name. You want to know his ethnicity. You know that, and I know that. You know, let's strip the cover off the human emotion here. Everyone wanted to know, was it terrorist related, right? That's the first thing on your mind, right? So now, what's the third thing? Now you start thinking, well, who's to blame here? Because how do we stop this from happening? Hollywood violence, overprescription of antidepressants, those are the two places to begin. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Let me fire away at a few calls here because there's an awful lot of calls. Drew in Naples, Florida, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, one only needs to go back a few decades to see the powerful influence that entertainment media has when Orson Welles did his War of the Worlds. People killed themselves that day, even with the disclaimers. It's a powerful medium. It sways and influences people.
Oh, right. When he made the movie War of the Worlds, that's right. I heard about it. I wasn't born yet. Where he said where the Earth is being invaded by men from outer space. Please stay in your houses. People committed suicide.
That's correct. It was a radio broadcast that he did, and it was back in the day when they did disclaimers at the beginning, but some people might have missed it, and they thought it was real, and people were killing themselves, jumping out of windows. They were going crazy. And he was almost run out of Hollywood, but of course they said, you know, can't do this. This was just a terrible mistake, blah, blah, blah. I made a disclaimer. And Hollywood is culpable because they plant these ideas constantly. They program the brain with these images.
100% right. That's absolutely right. It goes down to the sexuality that they're promoting. 100% right.
the
anti-family, film, anti-American, anti-flag, anti-cop, you name it. Everything decent in America is the target of the vermin of Hollywood.
Exactly. They've disconnected us from our morality and from our God, and they
absolutely. They hate God. They hate mom and apple pie. They hate mother and father. They hate the idea of a nuclear family. They hate the church. They hate the priest. They hate the cop. You name it. Every one of those statements I just made is 1,000% true. And the reason I'm able to say it is because the corn is high in my life. The corn is very high in my life, and I have to now. I've never really held back what I believe. But look, my friends, you know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. Thank you for the call. Very, 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 very tragic day. And everyone listening to this program is dying to get on the air and express something. And this is actually the genius and benefit of talk radio. You have to talk it out of yourself. You have to call talk shows like mine. You'll be calling over the weekend. You'll be calling Monday morning. You'll be calling through the middle of next week until the next, you know, news cycle. And you're going to see, by the way, by Monday, what Obama's team does with this tragedy and this crisis and how they use it. They will use it the way the pork producers used everything of the pig except the squeal. However, in this case, I believe that Mr. Axelrod will even find a way to use the squeal to somehow advance the agenda of the Democrat Socialist Party USA. This is the Savage Nation. It's not a happy day. It's a very tragic day. It's a day that people have to just withdraw, hug their children, go to God. There's nothing else you can do. There's nowhere else to turn at the end of the day. You have to pray. You have to pray, pray, pray. And you have to make certain that your gun is oiled and loaded and ready to be used if it's legal. Carry it with you if it's legal. That's all I can tell you. Carry it with you. You may need it in the movie theater if it's legal to do so.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
This morning, we woke up to news of a tragedy that reminds us of all the ways that we are united as one American family.
In the coming days, we'll surely learn more about the lives that have been lost and the families that have been harmed by this hateful act. We'll come to know more about the talents and the gifts that each victim possessed, and we'll come to understand the hope and the opportunity that's been lost. Our hearts break for the victims and their families. We pray that the wounded will recover and that those who are grieving will know the nearness of God.
Well, look, you know, you can make anything of a tragedy like this that you wish. The villains, the angels, the kids are dead. 70 or so are wounded. There's a lot of targets. Number one to me that you blame as the violence, the violent movies, period, end of story. I mean, this is a slam dunk. Anyone with a brain understands this. I don't care what rationalization. I don't know how many spokesmouths they're going to come out of Hollywood now saying there's no relationship. You know it's a lie. They own the media, so they're going to tell you what they want you to think. But the fact is, there's a tremendous burden of guilt that should be inflicted upon those in Hollywood who put out this violent garbage. The movie was a violent movie. He didn't go to a movie about Madame Curie and shoot people in a theater, did he? Dressed up as Madame Curie in a nun's habit. He didn't go to a movie, The Flying Nun, and shoot people. He didn't go to a movie about Albert Schweitzer and shoot up the theater. He didn't go to a movie about Albert Einstein and shoot up a theater, because they don't make such movies anymore. Every movie is about some degenerate, psychotic, murderer, pornographer, pornographic image, cross-dresser, whatever you name it. Every sick creature on earth is glorified by the vermin of Hollywood. So the kid goes to such a movie and goes and uses that venue to go crazy. It wasn't done around a Disney movie about seven little dogs, was it? It wasn't about Nemo. He didn't go to a movie on Nemo and shoot people up. He went dressed as the Joker in the movie. So don't tell me there's no relationship. There's a clear relationship. So that's villain number one. We've got to control the violence in movies. The moguls of Hollywood will never self-control. They'll never self-censor. Never. That's number one. Number two, we don't know what drugs this guy was on, but as sure as I'm standing here, it's very, very similar to the Columbine shooting. And it took months for people to confirm what I suspected, which is that they were on SSRIs, which is, as you know, those are medications that are known as agonists at the dopamine receptor site. In plain layman's terms, it's an antidepressant that prevents dopamine from diminishing in the serum, and it gives you a good feeling. That's an antidepressant. However, for everything, there is a payment. Whatever goes up must come down. And I've long felt that antidepressants, you have to pay the piper. They keep you up, 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 and all of your negative feelings are pushed down, 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 down. So you pop more of the pill, up, 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 push it away, push it away, push it away. All the aggression, all of the feelings that you would normally excise from your being in other ways, pushed into your subconscious, explosion. Violence, self-violence, homicide, suicide. So that, to me, is something that has to be looked at, which is the over-medication of individuals with SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, is what they used to be known as. And then there, you want to blame anyone you can. Then you want to make it very political. You saw, you heard Obama's statements, which were very measured, as usual, and completely devoid of emotion. Completely devoid of any reference to God. Not one mention of the word God from the world's most powerful man. The kind of speech you would get from a European socialist, a UN representative. But Romney's speech on the Aurora shootings spoke of God, spoke of hate. He called it a hateful act, which I thought was very intriguing. He said this hateful act. He didn't say tragic act. He didn't say sad act. He said hateful act. He got it exactly right. And he talks about God. Listen to clip 14. Romney is definitely the clear leader here. He's in a time of crisis. He's a better leader than Obama. Listen to clip 14.
This morning, Colorado lost youthful voices, which would have brightened their homes, enriched their schools, and brought joy to their families. Our prayer is that the Comforter might bring the peace to their souls that surpasses our understanding. The Apostle Paul explained, "Blessed be God, who comforteth us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble."
Now, you see, he's a very devout Christian man, and he's expressing his religious views, which is exactly what needs to be done at a time like this. He doesn't have to be generically presidential. He needs to express what he believes needs to be felt today. So I think he did a beautiful job at a time like this. And again, you know, you can make anything of it that you wish. However, I believe that as we speak, Obama's brain and Obama's team are working on how to use this crisis to his advantage. It's just human nature. I mean, you'd be foolish not to believe that. I suspect very soon they will try to turn this in some ways into an attack on minorities by a white male. I believe if they can gin that one up, that will be certainly a possibility. There's no question about it. I'll take your calls, though, on your position. By the way, also, drum magazines should be outlawed. I know that you gun fanatics, and I'm a gun owner, have been since I'm legally able to own a gun, was on the rifle team in high school, as you will see in my forthcoming book, Train Tracks, where there's actually a photo of me at the rifle team. In Jamaica High School, Queens, New York, if you can believe that, rifle teams. And by the way, incidentally, it's a very important point. Here we were, boys, 15, 14, 16 and years old, in a New York City high school, Mayor Bloomberg. And we had rifles in the school, locked up in a cabinet. We were taught by men who had, most of them were returning veterans from World War II or Korea. And no one ever picked up the gun and shot themselves. in Jamaica High School. No one ever turned the gun on another member of the club. No one ran through the hall shooting anyone. Why? Why were we able to use guns in the basement of a New York City high school when I was a kid on a rifle team and not hurt anybody, hurt ourselves? What happened to this country? How did things change where people are so crazy? Well, a good portion of it is the relentless violence put out by Hatzenberg and Spielberg. That's number one. The relentless dripping on the brain, the caustic solution of violence, penetrating the minds of our youth. Number one, glorifying guns in every movie since the 1970s. And then, of course, the other factors that I mentioned, the overuse and the overprescription of antidepressants. I don't know whether this kid was on an antidepressant. My instincts tell me he was or is. He's still living, by the way. They will not release it. They'll say it's private. It's a medical record, blah, 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 right? Like we don't have a right to know. We have a right to know nothing. And then, of course, the fourth question, the one that needs to be answered, is why is Obama hiding the Fort Hood massacre? Why has Major Nidal Hassan, who executed 13 people and wounded 33, why has he not been brought to justice? Why is the Justice Department on the holder, the U.S. Army, the presidency itself, why are they protecting Major Nidal Hassan from a trial? This is the second largest massacre since the Fort Hood massacre. Why are we not hearing about the Fort Hood massacre? I'll be right back.
Savage.
Colorado suspect was brilliant science student, says AP. James Egan Holmes came from a well-tended San Diego enclave of two-story homes with red tile roofs. Neighbors recall him as a clean-cut, studious young man of sparing words. And how he wound up painting his hair, dyeing his hair red, and wearing body armor, going into the theater armed with an assault rifle, a shotgun, two Glock handguns, and a high-volume drum magazine attached to the rifle is incomprehensible. Nobody understands this. Nobody understands how this quiet student reached the point where he painted his hair red, called himself the Joker, the green-haired villain from the Batman movies. And so Warner Brothers is now pretending that they're shocked, just shocked by it. But you all know that they're counting the box office receipts, that which you know will go up. They haven't pulled the film. No, it's First Amendment. That movie is, it's an art form. This is just an art form. It has no effect on the shooter. This is like saying that, he didn't do the shooting in a movie about Nemo, an animal. It wasn't Lassie Come Home. He didn't choose Lassie Come, because they don't make those movies anymore. They do make movies, cartoon movies like Nemo, which I like, about the fish that jumps out of the tank or whatever, a bird, who knows. You don't know where it's safe anymore. You just don't know. No one knows what to do. The country's like falling apart at the seams. You know, Romney had it right when he said this hateful act. It's hate. Let's not justify any of this. There's no justification. I don't care if he was drugged out of his mind. He was full of hate. Where did it come from, such hatred, to shoot strangers like this and maim so many people? I would like to see drum magazines banned. I would like to see people have the right to conceal and carry. Many more people should be carrying guns. More people should be carrying handguns. Think about it. If there were off-duty cops in that theater, I don't know if an off-duty cop would go see such garbage, which seems to be aimed at 9 to 13-year-olds and the unemployed. Who else would go see it? I've never seen a Batman movie. I don't even know why anyone would go. In fact, I remember Batman as a kid. He was a hero. I don't know. When did Batman become a violent anti-establishment movie? I don't even understand this. They perverted that too? Next it'll be the Lone Ranger is some pervert who's a terrorist? Is that the next thing that they'll do? The twisted minds of Beverly Hills? There must be in the water somewhere. So what are you going to do? Everyone has an axe to grind with a thing like this. Imagine, just think of this. Think of this. Think if, God forbid, you're one of the parents and you hear it was your child dead in the movie theater. There's no way to live after that. You can't come back from it. There's almost no way back. You can't. I don't know. I don't know if you... How do you come back from that? What do? You pray to what? To the God who just killed your child? You ask God for relief, the same God who let your child be killed for going to a movie? So your whole world is upside down. It doesn't make sense. So where do you go with this? How does a rational being make sense of this? I don't know. I haven't absorbed it. I was watching it all day, then I turned it off. I couldn't take it anymore. But now that I'm thinking about it, it doesn't make sense to me. He looks like he was drugged. I'm a rationalist. I try to figure things out. My guess, drugged. What kind of drugs? Okay. Prozac-like drugs, antidepressants. They say he was withdrawing from his PhD program. He had a wonderful undergraduate degree in neuroscience at UC Riverside. He enrolled in a neuroscience PhD program at U Colorado Denver, but was in the process of withdrawing. So right away, red flags go up. Withdrawing, why? What happened? What happened? What went wrong here? It was too hard for him. He cracked from the stress of a grad program. It happens. Perhaps it's the hardest thing on earth is to get a PhD in a real science. After all, it's not a PhD in ethnic studies from Columbia University. After all, it's not a law degree from Harvard for people from Hawaii. You know, this is the real McCoy. So there's no cuteness here. There's nothing. Who do you blame? Who do you blame? I mean, who do you blame? 1-800-449-8255. Who do you blame? What do you want done? Carl in Ohio, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. Dr. Savage. Your stance is that anybody, no average citizen, should be able to own a drum magazine. My question to you is, why then is it okay for an average citizen to own a car that goes in excess of 200 miles an hour to go 65 on a highway? And that's 16-year-old mind, you can do this.
It's a very good point. Why should I be able to own a Ferrari that can go 200 miles an hour? Why should I buy a government-controlled Volt that can't even reach the speed limit is the question.
Yes, sir. My thing is, I think it's a stigma.
Well, I'll tell you the answer, because a car is not designed to kill people. Occasionally, people are killed by cars, but they're not designed to kill people, while a drum magazine is designed for one purpose only, to kill people. See, a drum magazine is a military accoutrement for a weapon. Let's be clear. You could argue that a rifle is designed for hunting. Everybody would accept that, except Charles Schumer. But you can't argue that a drum magazine was designed for hunting, can you?
Well, no, but look at the statistics. These are actually verifiable facts. Gun statistics, gun deaths related directly from firearms. This is the 2005, is 11,346.
All right, well, we're not going to go into that. We're not talking about firearms. I'm talking about drum magazines for high-velocity rifles of this nature. That's a wholly different story. I own two rifles, but I don't have a drum magazine. I don't want a drum magazine. I don't plan on going to war. So that's my issue. You see, look, guys, let's back up for a minute. I know you don't like me right now because you think, oh, the next thing you know, you're going to hear Sam. Let me explain something to you. If this guy had that rifle, had that Remington shotgun, had the two Glocks, that would have been bad enough. That's number one. And he had all of that stuff. But do you realize with the drum magazine, which might contain, 100 rounds, he didn't have to reload once. That's why there are so many injured. Because he had a machine gun. He had a machine gun. He just had to keep pulling the trigger. It was probably a semi-automatic, unless the lunatic converted it to a full automatic. I mean, there are a lot of manuals around on how to do it. It's a very easy conversion. You go on the internet, you could see how to do it. You go to jail if you do it because it turns it into a military-grade machine gun. But let's assume that he didn't convert it. Let's assume it was the AR-15 standard rifle with a drum magazine. That means you have to pull the trigger each time you want to fire a cartridge, right? So, how would he have acted had he only been able to have that rifle plus a 10-round clip or whatever's legal in Colorado, 20-round clip? He would have had to eject the magazine after the 10 rounds was shot, or 15 or 20 rather, and put in another magazine. In that pause, somebody could have tackled him. Right now, there was no pause. The man was a walking machine gunner, a menace. Bing, 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 bing. Who would jump a guy like that? It's not a movie. You're talking about real life. Bing, 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 bing. You can't jump him. Changing a clip, you could kill him.
Savage.
Very sad day. It's not going to be a good weekend for anyone in America today who has a sense of, I don't know, social involvement. There's no way to cope with this. There's no way to cope with it. We know that the violence coming out of the movies is partly to blame, if largely to blame. We know that the overprescription of Prozac and like antidepressants often result in such events. You remember the Columbine shooters. So there's a lot of blame to go around, and there's an awful lot of hot air that's going to go around. But the question is, what is anyone ever going to do about it? The answer is nothing. You think Warner Brothers will pull a film? No. You think people like the director will ever cut back on the violence? In fact, they'll increase it because you know the gross is going to go up in the movie. The lines will now be around the block, around America. I understand Paris, they banned the, but they stopped the movie. This is going to increase the viewership tremendously. And, you know, it's like monkey see, monkey do. People see violence, they ape it. People see sex, they ape it. People see drug use, they ape it. There's no question about it. It's a neurological thing. They recondition the mind of our youth. And this is what you get. This is what you get. He didn't do it in the midst of a movie about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. He did it about in the midst of a violent movie called Batman. It's a violent movie. I won't go. I now go to those movies, but it's all violence. It's only about violence. That's all it is. But the kids are dead. The others are wounded. The Drum magazine is an issue, a question. There's a lot of questions. And he's crazy. The ultimate answer is he's crazy. And he was evil, and he was hateful. Let's not forget that. This was an evil, hateful human being. Evil, hateful human being. He should get the death penalty. He absolutely should not be allowed to use the insanity defense, which, of course, he will use. And he needs a speedy trial, and we need to see him executed as fast as possible. But, you know, that won't happen either. He'll be on death row for 35 years. They'll turn him into the victim next. That someone looked at him wrong in San Diego. He was bullied. That's coming next, that he was bullied as a youth. So although we don't justify it, this is what happens when you permit bullying. Therefore, you know what's going to come. Every special interest group in the country is going to come up with a cockamamie answer and try to advance their cause. So 1-800-449-8255. I have no idea what people want to say about this, but I'll take your calls on it. Beth in Boca Raton, go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. I'll be quick. I think you're correct, but I'm going to go one step farther. I think this was an inside job. I think this guy is a patsy. I think all those uniforms he got were from the black ops. And next week there's going to be a signature by Hillary Clinton to take away our guns with the UN gun treaty. And this is to galvanize public opinion, and this was an inside terrorist attack, and the evil person is the man in the White House who we don't know who he
wait,
is.
Wait. You're losing me. You threw so much at me. You're saying that this man was released like a robot to do this by the government?
You didn't see his face. He was all masked up. It was a black ops guy in there. They just used him as a patsy after the thing was done.
Wow, what a theory that is. Where'd you get this from?
If you go to Doug Habman's website, he has...
All right. So Reddy got the nuts are overtime. The late night shows are... All right. No, I don't believe so. Special ops already. Now, they dropped it from a black helicopter. The Bilderbergs cultivated him in Norway and brought him in a special night mission with paint. Come on, lady, please. Mass murder is what this is. Mass killers is what this is about. This man planned this methodically. Look at the track of his buying of the guns. They tracked already where the guns. They didn't come from the Bilderbergs. The guy bought the guns over a period of time, over a period of weeks. He planned this a long time. So it's a terrible story. The gun violence is an issue for sure. Drug violence is an issue. Movie violence is an issue. But mass murder is ultimately the issue here. And I don't know what the recommendation is going to be. Remember, mass shootings have occurred in schools, restaurants, shopping malls, health clubs, churches, courthouses, post offices. Nothing seems to be sacred. And there doesn't seem to be an answer to this other than more men need to be armed with handguns in order to protect themselves and their families in public places. And you know and I know that that would reduce the incident of mass murders like this, because if, let us say there was a one man in that theater, one man, and he saw this shooting started to occur, he would have hidden under a seat, and when the lunatic came near him, he would have killed him. Could he have killed him? Not with body armor. Probably not. He had a neck guard, head guard. Where did he get the body armor from? Is that legal? Who gave him the body armor? This is military-grade body armor. Where did he get it from? I don't understand that part of it. I'd like to find out where he got the body armor. You can buy that over the counter now? You're going to argue now that you need body armor to go hunting deer? I mean, where does this end? Where does all this extremism end? Where is the rational middle ground? Where is the golden mean in any of this? Where is the golden mean in any of this discussion? Certainly there is no need for an individual to own a drum magazine. There is no need for an individual to own body armor that I can think of. Maybe I'm wrong. Attack me now. I know what's coming on the blogs. It doesn't matter to me. As I said to you before, the corn is high in my life. It's very close to the harvest time. So, you know, I've always basically told you what I believe. I'm telling you more what I believe. I'm telling you more about what I believe on a daily basis. Take it for what it is. It's one man's opinion. Don't blame me now. Hollywood needs to be reined in. You think that Obama's going to rein them in with a commission? Never. There is no movie controls. None. One movie is more violent and more pornographic than the one before it. They're raising it up. Next, there will be legal snuff movies saying it was only an actress. We didn't really kill anybody. She's a happy person. She lives on Sunset Boulevard. She is seen in a nightclub. She really wasn't killed. She's happy, although she performed in a snuff film. She's happy to have performed because it'll raise an awareness of such acts and we'll eliminate it that way. You know what's coming. I mean, escalated now over the years. Would you believe these kind of movies would have been made 15, 20 years ago? Yes. 30 years ago? Maybe. 50 years ago? No. So now move ahead 10, 20, 15 years. Tell me what they're going to be making. Any horror imaginable in your mind, the worst horror they'll be making, The Descendants of Cain. The Descendants of Cain in Hollywood will make the worst vile movies until they're 100 years old. They'll be like corpses. They'll still be making it, The Descendants of Cain in Hollywood, because no amount of power, no amount of money, no amount of violence, no amount of pornography is enough for them. None. So what would you like to do? Pittsburgh, PA, let's start right at the top and go right down to the list. The phone number is 1-800-449-8255. What's the solution here? Who do you blame? Tom in New York on WOR. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mr. Savage, Dr. Savage. You are 100% on point. It is the movie industry and the video games that they put out. They promote violence. They promote misuse of firearms. They should be teaching in the schools some type of safety. When they had rifle programs in the schools, the kids learned how to use a gun and how to respect the gun and how to respect other people. And they don't do that anymore.
I agree with you, but we could never have rifle teams again in schools. Never. There's too much drug usage, legal and illegal, for us to ever, ever permit that. See, I disagree with you. In my days, there was almost no drug usage. There was almost none. Nobody that I knew was on a psychoactive drug. They would have been considered a nut. Nobody would have talked to them. Nobody was on a pill in those days. No, I'm not. There's no joke in this. And as far as illegal drugs go, there was very little illegal drug use, even in my time. Maybe some marijuana, but not when he was in high school. That already came afterwards, unless you went to jazz clubs or hung around with, some kind of hippie somewhere. But there was no drug usage in my high school that I knew of. Certainly no one on the rifle team ever did anything. No, I would definitely not recommend rifle teams in American schools today. Not possible. Not today. Can't be done. Not in this country. It's a different world. It's a different world we're living in. This is a different world. Different world. Very, very different world. We don't live in dream world anymore. Dreamtown is dead. Lou in Chicago, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mike, you know what? It would have been nice if Obama would have made these very nice comments after the Assad terrorist massacre in Fort Hood. But
why didn't Obama say anything about the Fort Hood massacre? Why isn't he not trying Nidal Hassan? The Muslim major who the FBI overlooked, according to the commission that just came out, the FBI had every warning sign in the world, and they ignored it because he was a Muslim, and they didn't want to be blamed for attacking a Muslim.
Well, you know, Mike, he only comments on murders that involve Caucasian offenders, not other ethnic groups. You know, like
I agree with you. The media will be all over this for months and years to come, and they've already brushed the Fort Hood massacre under the table because it was not conducted by a white male. That's absolutely true. In fact, the vermin at ABC try to blame this guy as a member of, and say this guy was a member of a Tea Party. Did you see that?
I heard that. But, you know, which brings me to my next point that you were talking about, you know, white males involved in these massacres. My theory is that white males have been inculcated by society to repress natural feelings and instincts that they have and kowtow to ethnic groups. I mean, they're always trained.
That's a fascinating observation. And if I were a, let us say, professor studying this from a sociological point of view, that's certainly a valid thesis. Is the repression of hostility in the white male that is generic in our society today responsible in part for some of these violent outbreaks? It's a great question. Certainly not invalid. Certainly not invalid. That's brilliant. That's very, very brilliant. But it's a sad night. I mean, it really is. What are you going to do with a thing like this? You're going to pray to the same God that let them kill your neighbor's child? You're going to pray to the same God, I mean, to let the massacre happen? No one knows what to do. I know what to do. I will save you. I've given you the answer. I've given you the out. I've shown you the exit. This is the egress. Here's how you live with God, and here's how you accept tragedy. You ready for it? Write it down if you never wrote it down. If I never give you anything else, I'll give it to you again. God is not omnipotent. God is omnipresent. He does not control the movement of every leaf, the walking, the march of every ant, the flicker of every bird. Yes, he created it all, but he doesn't control individual destinies. We have free will. We have free will. There are good people, there are ordinary people, and there are evil people. And then there are people who go bad because they are influenced by movies, by peers, by drugs. That's the whole story. Don't blame God. God didn't do this. A man did this. An evil, sick man did this. An evil, hateful, sick man did this to innocent people, not God. God did not do this. Okay? That's the way to look at it. God is not omnipotent. God is omnipresent. And that's how I have been able to sort through tragedy for the last 40 years of my life. When I was younger, I couldn't even understand things like this. If someone had said it to me, I wouldn't have known what it meant. It takes a long time of thinking about that statement to even understand it. And you have to actually be immersed in the whole concept of God to even understand that statement. And then to accept it is another story, because you may not accept it. I believe that fundamentalists of any religion don't believe that. And that means Christians, Jews, Muslims, they believe God is omnipotent. But by their own thinking, they're nullified. Because if God is omnipotent, that means he killed these children. How do you worship a God that's that evil? You worship a God that's that evil? You can't do that. So now you have to modify your philosophy. It doesn't mean you have to throw away your religion. Look, I'm one of the most mature people in the media. I got to be very honest with you. I have a certain role to play. I can joke. I can get angry. I can, you know, whatever. I can do it all. But I'm one of the oldest guys in the media. You don't know that by my voice and energy, because I have more energy than most 30-year-olds, and I have, you know, more drive than most people in this country. So age has nothing to do with it. But I've had a lot of experience. And a lot of time to read, a lot of time to think. I have 3 advanced degrees. I've written many books. I've thought about these things. And if I could be of any help to people out there who are right now climbing the walls, they don't know what the heck to make of it all. Whether or not they were directly affected, people are freaked out. They are freaked out over this. Again, another nut goes crazy and wrecks the lives of so many people. The injuries will last for the lifetime. Those who survive this will be in pain the rest of their life. Do you know what a high-powered bullet does to a human being? It's beyond comprehension. This is not cutting your finger on a bread knife. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Well, things just got uglier and crazier. You're going to hear something you've heard nowhere else today. It's shocking. It just came out. I don't know if it's valid. It's from TMZ. Cops investigating sex site profile of the shooter, James Holmes. Cops investigating sex site profile of James Holmes from TMZ. A man claiming to be James Holmes, that's the shooter, that's his name anyway, created a profile on a popular sex website just days before the Dark Knight Rises massacre, in which he described his private parts in a certain way. And investigators are now looking at the site to determine its authenticity. Listen to this. First of all, it included a picture of himself with reddish-orange hair, just as officials in Aurora, Colorado said he looked when he was apprehended Friday morning. He included a cryptic message on the sex site, which reads, "Will you visit me in prison?" In his profile, Holmes says he's 6'0" and single with an athletic body. The FBI says Holmes is 6'3". He describes himself as a light social drinker, but in the section where he's asked if he smokes or does drugs, he answered, "I prefer not to say." Sexual orientation, he says straight. Looking for women, couples, man or woman, groups or couples to women, for erotic chat or email, discreet relationship, one-on-one sex or group sex, three or more. We don't know if this is him, but it certainly looks like him. He describes himself in a very sexual manner. Says he's looking for a fling or casual sex. Nice guy. And according to the website, Holmes last logged into the site sometime in the last 3 days. Photos, again, shows him posing wearing headphones with red hair. We don't know whether this is true, but if the profile is that of the shooter, it could be relevant in the investigation. In other words, he's an all-around crazy, crazy POS. And no doubt he was drugged up. And no doubt there's a relationship to the violence in the movie. And no doubt he shouldn't have been sold a magazine, a drum magazine for his assault rifle, etc. and so forth and so on. And it'll go on and on and on. He's crazy. He's no good. He's evil. But this just came out. I thought that I should read it to you. It was sent to me by a friend in the media. Take it for what it is. It's all emerging. So, Pittsburgh, PA, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, you can blame it on violent movies. You can blame it on drum magazines or that he didn't get a puppy when he was 5 years old. I blame it on the guy that pulled the trigger. I mean, there's 313 million people in the United States. And last night, one lunatic shot up a bunch of people. There's no
all
way.
Right. Well, that's ultimately, I agree with you. You are correct. Ultimately, it's the lunatic evil man who did this. However, there are influences upon the evil lunatic. Who would you blame? Andrew in New York, go ahead, please. Fire away. Make it 20 seconds or less.
Yes, Dr. Savage, appreciate your program. Thanks for coming on. As an ordained minister, I just wanted to give you that perspective that, no, we're not robots, but the presence of God, vis-a-vis, you know, us praying, his children praying, can affect a human being to where they won't want to do something like that.
I agree with you. If there were 10 commandments on the walls of every school, which used to be there used to be a presence that said, "Thou shalt not kill." But the vermin at the ACLU ripped down every reference to the Big Ten across America. And now we're living with the jungle. We're now living in a jungle of amorality because of the rats in the ACLU and their friends in the government. I agree 100%. That's right. When I grew up, I mean, there were sayings the kids looked up to. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not do this. It gave you some guidelines. There's no red lights anymore. Now it's if it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? If it feels good, do it. You want to murder someone, it's a lifestyle choice. That's all. That's what the kid figured out already. Hey, you know what? I think I'll go out and murder somebody. What the heck? I'll be famous the next day. Well, for I know, Barbara Walters may have me on. Sean Hannity might have me on the show. I could tell him that it was God's will. Sean can give me a leading question. I could say, God made me do it. That'll be good for Sean's ratings. That's what you get with a wall banger. We don't know what might happen tomorrow. After all, he had Zimmerman on. He could have this shooter on. It's good for ratings. If it's good for ratings, it's good for Sean. So that's the world we live in. That's the world we live in. It's all crazy. There's no water filter that filters out lunacy.
Set.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now,
America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Now listen to the news reports on the shooting.
A movie theater massacre in Denver, Colorado. At least 14 people are dead. 50 more reportedly injured this morning. This all happening in Aurora, Colorado, just outside of Denver, about 10 miles east of Denver. According to police, the masked gunman stormed into the theater during last night's premiere of Batman: The Dark Knight Rises and set off some sort of explosive.
Also, just crossing the wires, according to the Associated Press, the FBI is now saying that there is no indication in the Colorado shooting probe so far of any connection to terrorism.
A man about 6 feet tall kicked through the door, and he was in a riot helmet. She said he was had a bulletproof vest on. She said that he was completely covered in all black with goggles. When she saw that he was holding a shotgun, her and her boyfriend dropped to the floor and just kind of started to crawl to see if they could get away. They got up and they started to run through the emergency exit. She said that when she turned around, all she saw was the guy slowly making his way up the stairs and just firing
people,
just picking random people.
He did not resist. He did not put up a fight. I don't know the exact details if the officers surprised him or how it actually happened, but I know some of the first officers that, you know, arrived within, I don't know if it was seconds, maximum a couple minutes, found him behind the theater at his car and took him into custody there.
Here's what we know about that suspect. 24 years old, a white male, apparently living in Aurora, Colorado. We are hearing that he may have had Tennessee license plates, but that has not been confirmed at this time.
And here is how President Obama reacted.
This morning, we woke up to news of a tragedy that reminds us of all the ways that we are united as one American family. I'm sure that many of you who are parents here had the same reaction that I did when I heard this news. My daughters go to the movies. What if Malia and Sasha had been at the theater, as so many of our kids do every day? Michelle and I will be fortunate enough to hug our girls a little tighter tonight, and I'm sure you will do the same with your children. But for those parents who may not be so lucky, we have to embrace them and let them know we will be there for them as a nation. Again, I'm so grateful that all of you are here. I am so moved by your support, but there are going to be other days for politics. This, I think, is a day for prayer and reflection.
Here is Romney on it. Who do you think is better?
Our hearts break with the sadness of this unspeakable tragedy. Ann and I join the President and First Lady and all Americans in offering our deepest condolences for those whose lives were shattered in a few moments of evil in Colorado. In the coming days, we'll surely learn more about the lives that have been lost and the families that have been harmed by this hateful act. We'll come to know more about the talents and the gifts that each victim possessed, and we'll come to understand the hope and the opportunity that's been lost. Our hearts break for the victims and their families. We pray that the wounded will recover and that those who are grieving will know the nearness of God. This morning, Colorado lost youthful voices which would have brightened their homes, enriched their schools, and brought joy to their families. Our prayer is that the Comforter might bring the peace to their souls that surpasses our understanding. The Apostle Paul explained, "Blessed be God, who comforteth us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble." Grieving and worried families in Aurora are surrounded with love today. and not just by those who are with them and holding them in their arms. They can also know that they're being lifted up in prayer by people in every part of our great nation. Now and in the hard days to come, may every one of them feel the sympathy of our whole nation and the comfort of a living God.
Listen to Bloomberg of New York.
Soothing words are nice, but maybe it's time that the two people who want to be president of the United States stand up and tell us what they're going to do about it. Because this is obviously a problem across the country, and everybody always says, isn't it tragic? And, you know, we look for, was the guy, as you said, maybe trying to recreate Batman. I mean, there's so many murders with guns every day. It's just got to stop. And instead of the two people, President Obama and Governor Romney, talking in broad things about they want to make the world a better place, okay, tell us how. And this is a real problem. No matter where you stand on the Second Amendment, no matter where you stand on guns, we have a right to hear from both of them concretely, not just in generalities, specifically. What are they going to do about guns? I can tell you what we do here in New York. The state legislature passed the toughest gun laws. Some states may say no. That's okay. What do you want to do? And maybe every governor should stand up. But in the end, it is really the leadership at a national level, which is who's ever going to be president of the United States starting next January 1st. What are they going to do about guns?
What do you think about Rep. Louie Gohmert of Texas?
We have been at war with the very pillars, the very foundation of this country. And when, you know, what really gets me as a Christian is to see the ongoing attacks on Judeo-Christian belief, and then some senseless, crazy act of terror like this takes place. When people say, you say there's a God, where was God in all of this? Well, you know, we don't let, in fact, we've threatened high school graduation participants that if they use God's name, that they're going to be jailed. We had a principal and a superintendent down in, or coach down in Florida that were threatened with jail because they said the blessing at a voluntary off-campus dinner.
Yeah,
I mean, that kind of stuff. Where is God? Well, what have we done with God? We told him we don't want him around, and I kind of like his protective hand being present.
Now, of course, they went after the Tea Party, who had nothing to do with it.
There is a Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado page on the Colorado Tea Party site as well, talking about him joining the Tea Party last year. Now, we don't know if this is the same Jim Holmes, but it's Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado.
We don't know much about him. An earlier report that I had was incorrect, that he was connected with the Tea Party. In fact, that's a different Jim Holmes. He is not connected to the Tea Party. And what we do know about him is that he's a 24-year-old white male who went to Colorado for a PhD.
I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation. Wait. Hang on. Before I go, you know, I hate seeing my electric meter spinning around like some crazed hamster wheel. Running the AC is like watching dollar bills fly out of poorly insulated windows. It costs thousands to replace windows, but for a fraction of the cost, you can put gorgeous energy-saving solar shades over your windows from Blinds.com. Blinds.com saves my listeners and me in so many ways. They offer a huge selection of designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at prices lower than Lowe's and Home Depot by posting free online how-to videos that make transforming any room in about 20 minutes very easy and by yourself. Listen, by making measuring so utterly goof-proof that even if you mismeasure, which is next to impossible, they'll remake it for free. Get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states, plus expert installers if you need one. Save an extra 20% on top brands through July 31st at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, where prices absolutely crush home improvement stores. Don't be blind. Go to Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Did you get it? Blinds.com. I'll be right back.
Savage.
There is a Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado page on the Colorado Tea Party site as well, talking about him joining the Tea Party last year. Now, we don't know if this is the same Jim Holmes, but it's Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado.
This morning, when the news of the shooting was spreading, the media immediately started to attack the Tea Party, making false allegations that the shooter was a member of a branch of the Tea Party Patriots, especially that vermin on ABC, Brian whatever Ross. Well, he was wrong, and he retracted it.
We don't know much about him. An earlier report that I had was incorrect, that he was connected with the Tea Party. In fact, that's a different Jim Holmes. He is not connected to the Tea Party. And what we do know about him is that he's a 24-year-old white male who went to Colorado for a PhD.
Joining us right now is the co-founder and national coordinator of Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on today.
How did they try to drag the Tea Party into this?
Well, first, I want to say that my heart and my prayers go out to the families of the victims and to the victims themselves. This was a horrible, terrible, tragic incident, and that's where the focus should have been all day today. Unfortunately, on ABC News this morning, on Good Morning America, one of the first things they did was they found the name of the person, James Holmes, who is apparently the shooter, and they went and found a Tea Party group with the name of Jim Holmes from Aurora, Colorado, and immediately said that it seems like the person was a Tea Party member. And the person that they did this with, who is actually a Tea Party member, is a 52-year-old man. I believe he is Hispanic, and he is not the 24-year-old shooter. And it's just tragic that the first thing the media needs to do is take a tragedy like this and find a way to take jabs at the Tea Party movement.
The media seems to attack the Tea Party more than they do the Taliban.
Yeah, I wonder if the people, it was on ABC News, I wonder if ABC News went and said, hey, let's look and see if there's an Occupy Wall Street site that has the same name on it, or if there's somebody with the president's campaign or his opponent's campaign, or if they just went straight to the Tea Party as their standard operating procedure to see if they can find some way to hurt the Tea Party. And it's really just tragic. We're not lawbreakers. We care so much about the law and the rule of law in this country that we're doing everything we can to work within the system to have a positive change. And today should have been completely about the victims and their families and the facts of what actually happened rather than making innuendos and accusations that were unfounded.
What do you hope comes out of this false attack on the Tea Party?
ABC News later issued a retraction. They need to apologize. They need to apologize to the James Holmes, who they accused of doing this, who had nothing at all to do with it. They need to apologize to the local Tea Party group who they were insulting when they did this. And they need to quit. They need to start looking for facts. Quit trying to figure out how somebody in a situation like this, who's a lone shooter, who clearly has something wrong with him, quit trying to figure out what associations caused him to do this. It's not the person who did this. This is not a normal thing. He probably suffered from some sort of mental illness. People in the political movement on either side of the spectrum, this is not what we want to see happen in our country. And I think that they need to quit looking for who to place the blame with, what groups to place the blame with, and realize that sometimes things happen and it's the individual's responsibility, not outside groups.
Yeah, but will they do that?
I don't know if we can expect it to happen. I know that's what should be happening. The media and reporters are supposed to report facts and make sure that they nail the facts down before they start making wild accusations. And that's not what happens in the media today. And it's quite a shame that they have to go for things like this that are really irrelevant rather than focusing on what is important.
Why is that?
I think they focus on the Tea Party because we scare them. They understand that we are American citizens who care about our country. We don't want anything from the government other than the government to leave us alone and to allow us to live our lives and have our liberty. and they don't know how to deal with that. Usually groups can be bought off with political favors. We don't want political favors. We want the political favors to end. So they're trying to figure out some way that they can harm the movement, because the movement is a threat to their own political ends.
Where can we read more?
At teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
Michael, thanks so much for having me on the show today.
This is the Savage Nation. In my day, my father used to say to me when we went to the movies, you'll notice, Michael, that the criminal never wins. The criminal never wins when I went to the movie. The bad guy always loses, ends up in the gutter or dead or in jail. And I said, why is that, Dad? He said, because there's an unspoken agreement between the movie makers and the FBI that they will not make movies that glorify criminals. The message must always be crime does not pay. Now, I want you to fast forward to the Red Diaper Dopa Baby internationalist, the international Red Diaper Dopa Baby, who lives for the international audience, the vermin who has made his fortune in America, yet hates the country, hates the military, hates the family, hates the police, hates Christians in particular. We have gone from crime does not pay to only crime pays. As I said to you, when Hoover was head of the FBI, the hated Hoover, the Hoover that was hated by the vermin of today, there was an unspoken code in Hollywood. And now we have this, where the 60s anti-hero, the 60s criminal, as it were, is glorified. And that's who wins the prizes in the new Hollywood. The new Hollywood where only crime pays. So who are the heroes and who are the winners in the new Hollywood? What is the ethos of the new Hollywood? Why, it's the new hero. Who is the new hero? The murderer, the pimp, the rapist, the whore, the anti-American. In other words, when I was a kid and I went to the movies, I came out of a theater on a Saturday night, and my stars were in my eyes.
Savage.
The movie theater shooting leaves many people feeling very helpless. It shows that there is really evil in the world. Many people rely on faith to get them through these tough times. And joining us right now on The Savage Nation is Joe Kovacs. His latest book is entitled The Divine Secret. Perhaps it can give people some feeling of hope to hang on to. Joe Kovacs, welcome to The Savage Nation.
Thank you so much, Dr. Savage. It is an honor to be with you. I think you're doing a tremendous job speaking truth to what needs to be told to the American people today.
Given the horrendous news today, how do you feel your book ties into it?
Well, you're absolutely correct. There is evil in the world, and people need to be aware of this. There are unseen forces. There is a God who is very good, and there is a devil who is very evil, and he's trying to deceive people and injure people as much as he can to lead them to death. But in The Divine Secret, my brand new book, which came out this week, hit number one on Amazon, I show you many underpublicized verses in the Bible that shows the fantastic plan that most people have never heard about their own future, their own destiny, and something amazingly good is taking place if people would just crack open their own Bibles and read the words on the page. They simply don't know what life is really about. It's not about saying, oh, Jesus is my Savior, and therefore I'm going to float on a cloud forever, doing a bunch of nothingness except playing a harp and looking at the face of God or doing my favorite activity forever. It is much more than that. The Bible talks about a government coming here out of heaven, out of the unseen realm of heaven, coming to earth, headed by Jesus Christ, who is going to raise his followers out of the ground, grant them eternal life, as actual children of God. We are being prepared here to be actual children of God, members of God's own family. And this sentence, these words and phrases and sentences are all over the Bible. God is having many sons and daughters. The children of God, the sons of God, were actually going to be born above the angels, to be judging angels, judging the citizens of this world, sitting down on God's own throne and judging the world with authority to rule and reign over the nations of this planet. So there is something so spectacular coming that most people don't realize. When they hear bad news like this, they freak out and they don't know what's going on, and they ask these big questions, why? But there is a reason why evil exists, because God wants us to overcome the evil, reject the evil on a personal basis and a collective basis, a national basis as well, but more importantly, the personal basis, so that you and me and all of us can be born into the spirit world as divine, spirit-composed members of God's own family, the children of God.
What can people do?
Well, all of us, every single one of us, need to realize what life is about and that this is a training ground for us. God is seeing who wants to obey and who doesn't. Obviously, whoever this person was that committed such a horrific crime does not wish to obey. But there's still hope for that person, by the way, if they repent and stop breaking God's laws. People need to know that every single one of us, myself included, needs to stop breaking God's laws. I'm sure you've heard of the Ten Commandments. They are not 10 suggestions. They are 10 commandments, and they are the instructions that lead us to life. Because we don't have life. Even though we think we have life right now, we don't. We have 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 years, sometimes much less, as we saw with the horrific news out in Colorado. But we only are given a certain amount of time, and then we're dead forever. Unless we have God's Spirit in us to raise us from the dead, to grant us immortal life. So we all can overcome the evil. Just stop our rebellion against God's ways. And again, this goes for the shooter, and it goes for you and me and grandma and everyone who ever lived. We all have to stop our rebellion against God's ways and get with the program. The program is already written. It's called the Holy Bible. The scriptures are correct. God is leading us to eternal life if we don't reject his ways.
Well, the thought of faith goes against what the sewer pipe in Hollywood seems to stand for.
Hollywood doesn't get it. Even, dare I say, most churches across America and the world don't get it, because they are not accepting the words on the pages of the Bible. And in The Divine Secret, I show you many, many verses that are never talked about in church about our divine destiny and what is really coming. And it's so spectacular. We're actually going to be sitting down on God's own throne with God, ruling and reigning over the peoples of planet Earth. There is a government coming to replace all governments all over the earth, and it's going to be headquartered in Jerusalem by Jesus Christ of Nazareth creation, and will have help, assistance from his divine followers who will be raised from the grave. So people need to know what's coming. When you know the end, then you might be more apt to get your act together and say, hey, there is meaning in life. It's not just about floating around on a cloud playing a harp forever, which is what most people believe, and that is not in the Bible. And that stuns so many people when they hear that, because they think, all I need to do is just accept Jesus, and I've got myself a free admission ticket to an eternity of doing a whole bunch of nothingness, when there's so much action to take place in the future. So this world of evil that we live in is our training ground, where we have to reject and overcome the evil. And in The Divine Secret, and people can go to thedivinesecret.com for more information, but I lay out all these fantastic Bible verses. You know, I didn't write the Bible. It was written by other guys hundreds of years ago, sometimes thousands of years ago, but no one ever talks about the best stuff that's written, the most crucial information that needs to be put in your head, because it's already there. Jesus said we are going to be in God's own family. The Bible says we'll be partakers of the divine nature, no longer human flesh and blood beings anymore. We're actually going to be composed of spirit, being alive forever, and ruling planet Earth for all eternity.
Where can we read more?
Everyone can go to thedivinesecret.com. It's the title of the book, thedivinesecret.com. There's autographed copies available there and also links to amazon.com for unsigned copies. It's available not only online but in bookstores across America. It was just released this week. It hit number one on amazon.com. And if you read the reviews on amazon.com, they're all five-star ratings. People across America are just loving this, because they realize the spectacular, phenomenal destiny, the future that awaits everyone if we just agree with what's already in the Bible. I am not presenting really anything new here. It's just that no one ever talks about the other verses that are in the Bible, not just what's written on Tim Tebow's face, John 3:16, which most Christians know. There's a whole lot more to the Bible. There's 31,000 verses in the Bible, and people need to get in tune with what else is there. There's one other thing about the divine secret I would just like to say that really hasn't been done too much, and that is every single personal remark from God himself is highlighted in red letters. Now, I know some Bibles have red letters of Jesus in the New Testament, but I have done this in the Old Testament as well. So every time God makes a personal comment, a personal remark, where it's, thus says the Lord, or something to that effect, I have printed it in red letters just so it helps you understand what God is saying and the importance of what he's saying. So, yes, there is a red letter Old Testament version of God's own words here in The Divine Secret.
Joe Kovacs, thanks for being on The Savage Nation.
Thank you again, Dr. Savage. Again, I am truly honored to be part of your show, and I'd love to be back on here talking about these important issues.
This is The Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Savage.
I wanted to be Audie Murphy into hell and back. I wanted to be Gary Cooper. I wanted to be John Wayne. I wanted to be any one of a number of heroes, whether they be pilots or policemen or, in some cases, doctors. There were always heroes that I could look up to. Can you name one recent movie that made a man, particularly a white man, into a hero? Can you name one where a white man walks away as a hero? He's not shown to be something other than a murderer, pimp, rapist, or a prostitute. I don't think so. And so I say to you, tonight I'm going to call for something that no one has called for yet. I, Michael Savage, tonight am calling for the Fairness Doctrine to be enacted immediately. I would like to see the Fairness Doctrine enacted immediately in Hollywood. I'd like to see a Fairness Doctrine enacted immediately by the Republican Congress, saying that every time a movie is made glorifying a pimp, a rapist, a whore, or a murderer, I get to make a movie that glorifies a decent American, whether he be a soldier, an airman, a policeman, a doctor, a teacher, somebody decent, instead of the vermin that the red diaper dopa babies create for all the world to despise us by. Make no mistake about it, I've told you this many times, and I'm going to say it until eventually it seeps into the consciousness of the world. We keep hearing that the fundamentalist Muslim world hates us because of our foreign policy. Now, that's probably true to a small extent. But the bigger reason that the fundamentalist Muslim world hates us is not so much our foreign policy. Sure, Israel's a thorn in their side, but that's a separate issue. The real reason they hate us is because of our export product called movies. The movies that they will not let their daughters or their sons or their wives see. The movies that they do not want their children to see, where the murderer, the pimp, the rapist and the whore are glorified and held up as role models. That's what they're fighting over. You'll never read this anywhere, and you won't see this anywhere, because today the news and the entertainment business have merged into one. There was a time that the news business was separate from the entertainment business. And then we saw the arrival on the scene of an Australian who had specialized in the most salacious, horrible newspapers the world had ever seen. He made a fortune putting violence and crime on the front of his papers, and he made more money. And the more violence and crime, and the more the murderer, the pimp, the rapist, and the whore was glorified on the front pages of his newspapers in Australia, the more money he made. Well, it's the same as a drug dealer. Of course there's money in violence, and there's money in drugs. That doesn't mean they're good for the people. Doesn't mean because the people want drugs that we should sell them drugs. Doesn't mean we should glorify drug usage because the people are weak and they want drugs any more so than we should glorify violence or murderers or pimps or rapists in the newspapers or in movies. I don't think so. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? And so because this Australian who made his fortune with salacious headlines moved on and up in the world and then bought movie companies and cable news companies and now the Wall Street Journal, the entire world has become upside down, where the news business is not only no longer separated from the movie or entertainment business, the news business is actually subservient to the entertainment business. The news business is now used to promote the movie business because there's more money in movies than there is in news. And consequently, you have people in the news business promoting movies that are produced by the same parent company. And we were warned about this, by the way, when this was going on. And we were warned about it by liberals of all people. Liberals who once said, don't let the news and entertainment companies merge because this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Well, now that it's happened, they're not saying anything because their bread is buttered by the very same mentality that has merged news and entertainment and now gives us a round-the-clock feast of murderers, pimps, rapists, and whores. If you look at the movies that won prizes in the new Hollywood, where the red diaper dopa baby rules, you will see that La Vie en Rose for Best Actress is a biopic of a hooker and a junkie who could sing. You will then see that the movie Michael Clayton, where a Best Supporting Actress a prize was given, is about an evil corporation and a good class action lawyer. Did you hear me? A good class action lawyer and another evil American corporation. Now what about There Will Be Blood? Violence and blood every 10 or 15 minutes. What's the next movie that won every award imaginable? By the so-called Coen brothers. No Country for Old Men, Best Director, Best Movie, Motion Picture of the Year, Best Supporting Actor. And what is it about? Violence, blood, drugs. Violence, blood, drugs. And what else won Best Original Screenplay? Movie called Juno. What's it about? Unwed mother. Not about a Christian mother. Not about a Jewish mother who marries and has a baby within the bounds of wedlock. Not about a normal, healthy American woman of any kind, but again about an unwed mother and her travails. Again, what is glorified? Violence, blood, drugs, evil, hookers, and junkies. Once again, we see the 1960s have permeated the movie business to the extent that the ethos of the 60s is completely now the ethos of Hollywood. That is, the so-called anti-hero is glorified. Anything anti-American is now considered heroic. Anything anti-corporate, even though Hollywood is run by corporations, is now seen as a viable and clean. And who are the heroes? Well, once again, the whore, the rapist, the pimp, and the murderer. Can you name one movie with a hero you did want to emulate when you left the theater? We can go way past John Wayne and Gary Cooper and Humphrey Bogart. We can bring it up to a closer time than that. This all collapsed after the 1960s when marijuana was deeply ingrained or started to become deeply ingrained in the white culture. It was originally restricted largely to the lower classes, largely to the jazz musician class. And then it permeated the white middle class, children mainly of communist, socialist backgrounds, anarchist a little thrown in. In other words, red diaper babies who were given dope, they became RDDBs, as I named them, red diaper doper babies. And many of them went to Hollywood. Not so strangely enough, they went to Hollywood, where we now see we are at the nadir of the bottom. It can get lower. Yes, we can have movies, for example, about incest. They have not been promulgated to any great extent. There's been hints at incest, for example, in Gladiator. But that did go on in ancient Rome, particularly in the upper classes of the really degenerate mentality. But we haven't yet seen a good movie about incest, have we? Well, maybe that's next year's prize. We have to stay tuned to see what else the mushroom-eating red diaper dopa baby of Hollywood gives us. Incest is on the table. How about sex with dogs, sex with animals? We haven't seen that yet. That could be considered a great breakthrough. Of course, they would have to do it with a little art company in Paris, and then bring the actor or actress in, and the dog perhaps, or the goat, we don't know, and give the dog or the goat an award. but that could be something new next year. I am not campaigning for a French candidate amongst Francophiles here in America. I mean, I loved Edith Piaf as a youngster. Don't get me wrong. I played her music continuously from ages. Ooh, I went through the 18 to 19 period, you know. Drinking in West Village bars with sawdust on the floor and thinking I was a character out of a combination. Well, I don't know exactly what movie I was in, but, you know, kids are in movies. They walk around in movies. I don't know what characters I was playing at the time, but I thought I was sort of in an Edith Piaf black and white movie for a certain period of my life. And that's the point I'm trying to make. We are impressionable as human beings, and particularly when we're hypnotized in a dark theater. And consequently, we want to see characters that we should emulate. We certainly don't want to emulate murderers or pimps or rapists or whores, do we? Well, tell that to the Weinstein brothers. That's their stock and trade. In fact, there is a rumor going around the movie industry, which I read in the New York Post by a film reviewer, where he says it is alleged that the Weinsteins spent $15 million to make certain that the Coen brothers movie won the prize that they won.
Savage.